From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Adriana, hello. Welcome to Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. What's going on?
Why is it so hard to find a good guy?
No such thing. Just kidding.
Adriana, you wrote, it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I'm a 27-year-old, and I'm so frustrated on the dating scene. I'm on the apps, but the quality has gone significantly down. Despite having a big group of friends, I am super shy when I meet guys in person. Are there any strategies for meeting good guys? I find it hard to meet guys because I don't fit into any one category for anything. I like all types of movies, books, TV shows, and music. You sound great. Roz and Mocha, can you please help me get tips on how I can meet good guys without going online? You sound like you're really taking a lot of the positive things that you have to offer and turning them into negatives for some weird reason.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you think that you're sort of being all over the place and having varied tastes in things is a detriment?
I find that guys that I've been going out with lately, they're really frustrated with that. And I've never experienced that before.
What are they frustrated? What?
Mm-hmm. Give us an example.
Well, let's say they like, for example, I don't mind some metal music here and there. I don't mind. You know, why not? There's good in every genre. However, as soon as I say I like another type of music, they get annoyed with me right away. They're like, oh, I only thought you would like this type of music. Okay. I think they don't want to try my type of music. I think that's the point.
Okay, what's your type of music?
I'm all over the place.
Okay. Oh. So I think that you're putting too much weight into things like that. Like that stuff is fine at the beginning. Like, oh, we like the same kind of music. Maybe one day we'll go to a concert and we have like three bands that we have in common that we could really, all of that stuff is so insignificant in the long run. And I don't mean insignificant, but I mean the weight you put on that stuff becomes less and less important once you start developing an actual relationship. But I think what you're finding is that you're meeting guys whose views on things are very narrow. Like, I can't imagine a world where somebody is like, I couldn't date you because you don't like metal.
You'd be surprised. There are many men like that.
Yeah. Really?
Like, how many have you gone, like, how many dates have you gone on where a guy is like, I like metal, but I don't like the music that you listen to?
Well, not just metal, but with other genres, it's unfortunately very common.
Really? Actually, no, you're right. I could not date a K-pop fan.
Okay.
I couldn't.
They're very passionate.
They're very passionate. I couldn't. I couldn't date anybody whose entire life revolves around music.
Uh-huh.
I find that annoying.
Right.
Right.
Where they want to go to shows all the time.
Annoying. No. You're on your own. You're on your own with that.
Or even like travel, go to a different city to go watch a show.
Oh my God. Right. Traveling for a concert?
Uh-huh.
No.
To watch a band or go to a festival or something like that.
A festival. don't even. I think maybe, why don't you, like, look at your interests, look at what you like. And you said that you have a big group of friends. Let's talk about the shy thing for a second, because you said that despite you have a big group of friends, you're super shy when you meet guys in person. I think that that is something that is maybe holding you back, that you really need to focus on and work on, because that really has very little to do with the quality of guys you're meeting and more with you coming out of whatever shell you've put yourself in or the insecurities that you've built around, maybe as a defense mechanism.
Good point. I totally agree with you.
I think that that's something that you should, I don't think that this is about music or TV shows or your taste or the apps or anything else. I think that you need to work on your shyness.
I totally agree. I don't know what else to say.
How have, outside of the music stuff, right? Like, when you're going on these dates with these dudes, like, how does the conversation go? Do you feel that you're a little bit more reserved? Are they doing more talking? Are you doing more talking? What's that interaction like?
To be honest, I'm doing more of the talking. Mm-hmm. I have a big personality, so once I go on the dates and I feel comfortable, then my big personality starts to come out.
Okay.
And you think it's a turnoff?
Maybe for some.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, are you on like all the apps or do you gravitate towards one specific?
Some of them, not all of them.
Okay.
So work on the shyness. And because I think that you're sometimes shyness can show up in many different ways. And I think maybe sometimes you might be holding back and using it as shyness because you don't want to turn people off right away. And then when you are yourself, you feel that it's a detriment to a new relationship. And then so you pull back again. And I think a lot of this is just you. It's a confidence thing as opposed to an app thing.
I can totally see that.
Yeah. And so I think that that's what you need to concentrate on and don't put it all on the apps or music or TV shows or all of this stuff. I work on that and know that that is the thing that's holding you back when you go on these dates, that it's not anything else, that it's just that.
Sorry. That's why I'm like going to do some alternate, instead of doing the apps, my friend suggested some speed dating events. Maybe they think that'd be better for me.
Yeah. Go find out what your interests are and go and join other people who do those same things.
I will do that for sure.
Right.
All right. Hope that helps.
Thank you so much. Love you both. Thank you.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Jacqueline, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How's it going?
So far, so good. How about you?
Good. Why are you here? Tell everyone.
Well, I want to know if I should try to rekindle my relationship with my now toxic mother-in-law.
Euro says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. My husband and I have been together for a decade, and my mother-in-law's relationship with her current partner has turned tumultuous. He kicked her out multiple times, causing us to rescue her. We've now banned him from our home due to his threats. Our strained relationship with her and my husband is losing touch with her is due to this toxic partner. I want my son to have a good relationship with his grandmother, but she seems oblivious to the damage he's caused. Is it worth addressing it, or should we leave it be?
Have you tried to address it with your mother-in-law before?
Yes.
What do you say to her? Like, are you blunt about things? What do you say to her? What does she say back?
Very blunt.
Yeah.
I told her his behavior is unacceptable, and it's basically my son or this new partner, and she keeps picking this new partner.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does your husband say? Like, does he ever have, like, a one-on-one convo with her?
No, that relationship is completely broken. They used to be close, and now it's not at all.
Is it because of this guy, or was it broken before this guy?
No, they were, like, really close. They were, like, best friends before.
How long has she been with him for?
It's been now 7 years.
Oh, wow.
And she recently married him.
Oh, she did. Were you guys at the wedding?
Yeah, she begged us. She was crying, begging us to go.
And she feels that you're, what, being unfair to the new husband? That you've somehow got him wrong?
She believes in forgive and forget.
Right.
And there's some things you don't forgive.
Yeah.
And at this point, there's no...
Was she in any danger? Is it violent? Is it anything like that?
I believe so.
You believe so, but you don't know.
She's mentioned it before, but she's never actually shown me proof.
Okay. Because this is tough. If she is in danger and he is violent, and then you guys, I mean, should do everything in your power to, but it sounds like you already have, to try and get her to make a change that's positive, because she, you know, it sounds like she's in some sort of, you know, relationship where maybe she doesn't have any power and this guy is, who knows what he's doing and saying to her, right?
Right.
Probably telling her that you guys are lousy and that, you know, they don't need you in their lives because of your bad energy and everything else. You know, who knows what the conversations are happening over there. But if you've done everything you can, oftentimes, like, you know, the woman is grown and she's an adult and she's going to make her own decisions. And if she is willing to, she knows what happens if she chooses this. Sounds like you guys have made it perfectly clear what happens. And how you don't want that guy in your lives and you don't want him around your son. She knows the consequences of what happens if she makes the choice to stay with the guy. And you've already laid that out for her. And she made her choice.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want my son to have a grandmother. That's all. That was my whole issue.
Yeah. But it sounds like you've talked to her about that. Like, you've already said what you're saying to us.
Yeah.
Does she make an effort? Does she try and see the grandkid?
She comes over while we're at work.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, we have, but it's only for 2 hours, maybe once every 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
How does your husband feel about this? Does he, even with the strained relationship, does he want to fix things? Does he want to be able to be around when his mom is there with your kid?
He does, and he tries, but he says it's very difficult.
Uh-huh.
Because?
Because every time we're around her and we want to hang out with her, she tries to bring up, hey, you guys should make up with.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, yeah.
And she just won't take the fact that maybe you guys just aren't meant to be friends, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Do you think it's worth your husband having a solo conversation with her?
I think so, and we've tried, but it's always, well, it's not his fault or it's not my fault.
Of course,
or,
yeah. That's not going to change. I think that what you maybe need to do is forget about the idea that she is going to be this ever-present, awesome grandmother that is going to be perfect for your kid, and understand mm-hmm. what the potential of her involvement is, which is probably going to be limited because you don't want that guy around. You're not in any position to want to sort of repair a relationship that you don't want to have with him anyway. But, you know, that's still the grandmother and you still want her involved. But the way moving forward is just going to be that. It's going to be limited. Your kid is not going to go stay at their house over the weekend. It's not going to be any of that stuff. It's going to be every couple of weeks for a couple hours.
I guess so. I guess I have to accept that. I can't mm-hmm. change people. So
yeah.
Yeah. She's going to have to be the one that makes a change or is willing to have a conversation about making a change.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
That's true.
All right, Jacqueline. Good.
All right. Well, thank right. you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I don't know if that helped at all, but you know, like you're still in the same situation.
Well, yeah. Like, what are you gonna do? Right? Like, it's tough. You know, you're dealing with adults, and she just wants what she wants, but she wants sort of everything. Adults make adult decisions all the time, and some of those decisions have consequences. And if they're willing to live with them, then that's a choice they make.
It's sad but true.
It hurts.
Yeah.
It's not cool. But
no, not at all.
That's what people do.
Sorry about that, Jacqueline.
That's all right. Thank you.
You're
all
welcome. Right, have a good day.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Brandon, hello, it's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Not bad, you?
All right, we're doing great. Happy to have you on FML. What's going on in your world?
I'm looking to find how I can find closure moving forward after a breakup.
Oh, yeah. So you wrote, it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. My ex-girlfriend of 1.5 years abruptly broke up with me via text, never offering a clear explanation. The root cause seemed to be a clash between her and my family, particularly my traditional Guyanese parents. Despite my efforts to explain their ways, she insisted I talk to them. I did, and they understood, but she still wanted out. Our relationship had been great with support from both families. I was ready to propose, but she left. Now I'm unsure if there's anything I can do or if I should focus on healing and moving on. How do I deal?
So what did she say in the text?
She just said that she wasn't happy and she didn't want to continue.
Oh, so it's, you got your answer.
But what exactly did she say? What you're paraphrasing now. What exactly did she say?
That was it.
She said, I'm unhappy and I need to move on. Send?
Yeah.
So you think that there's more to it?
I've tried asking her and she just doesn't want to explain or anything.
Do you think
really?
That maybe she really was unhappy and like whatever this incident that took place recently or the last incident is what she used as her way out?
I don't know. I mean, you wouldn't guess she was unhappy. I mean, it was always good times and smiles and everything like that.
Yeah. Now, when you say that there seemed to be a clash between her and your parents, what was it about?
Just minor things that, you know, I don't know if your parents are like that being Guyanese too, but they're a little rough around the edges. They don't really think before they say something.
Okay, give us an example. And, like, yeah, is your girl Guyanese as well, or is she different culture?
No, she's French.
Okay, so white girl.
Yeah.
Okay. So give an example here. You're saying a lot of like, just like sort of generalizations, but give an example.
Like, just I'd be over at her place or whatever, and it'd be getting, you know, kind of late, and she would message her, hey, do you think, you know, it's not good to keep him out a little late, you know, he's got to work or whatever.
So your parents would message her saying, don't keep him out late?
Yeah.
Bro, how old are you?
30.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what happened, okay? You guys were together for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You probably got along great. And those good times, don't think that those weren't good times, because those were good times, okay? All of that was real. But then once you start building out your world, and maybe she gets an inkling, like you said, that you were thinking of proposing, at this point, she starts thinking of what that life will look like, okay? And there's a good chance she made the decision to dip because she doesn't want her husband's mother texting her about how she should treat you, who's in your 30s.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't want that family. She doesn't want that moving forward in her life.
Yeah. Well, it was a while before that we would talk about marriage, both of us anyway.
I know, but she started looking at what that actually looks like. You got it. When you sit around and you're talking about marriage, it's you and her, and you're in your own little bubble, and it's cool, man. And you guys are super in love, and oh my God, this is great. It feels so good. But then you're like, okay, but what do we do on Christmas? What does that look like?
You never know? Mind. What's going to happen when you guys have a kid?
What happens when we have a kid?
Decide to have a kid.
How crazy involved is your mom going to be in dissecting the way that she chooses to parent?
Yeah. Were your parents like kind of, were they heavily involved or have a lot of opinions on your relationship?
No, not really. They just wanted us to both be happy.
Uh-huh.
But they,
and when I told them about, you know, hey, kind of butt back a little bit and everything, and they're fine with it.
When it comes to closure, a lot of people feel that they can't move on until they get the closure, the thing that they, you know, are so desperately in need of, because there's loose ends. Most times the closure that you're hoping for is not there, and you're not going to get the answers that you want that'll sort of help you move on. The thing that's going to help you move on is time. And I would stop going to her to be like, you know, hey, I just need to know. I just need to know, because you're actually the one that is preventing yourself from moving forward.
Uh-huh.
It's not her. It's not the reason. It's not closure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I think she probably moved on, huh?
I don't know.
Okay. How long has it been since you guys broke up?
5 months.
Okay.
Yeah. How many, right. And have you talked to her at all? No, she won't talk to you.
Yeah, she does actually. I mean, just little snippets and stuff, like, you know, we'll be at a good Thanksgiving or
are you the one that's always reaching out though? Or are you the one to initiate the conversation?
Yeah.
Stop.
You gotta stop that, man. Just she's only doing it to replying to be polite.
No. And also, dude, with you reaching out as much as you have, and then she is sort of courteous in writing you back, I think that if there is something else, like let's just say there is something else and it's not your parents or anything, and you desperately want to know what that answer is for closure, I will tell you that right now, the way it sounds to me, if she sat you down and was actually honest, it would crush you even more. So walk away. Stop texting her. Clean break. The thing you need right now is time.
All right, Brandon.
All right. I just want to say thanks. You guys, you know, everybody says this to you guys, but, you know, what you guys do for people's lives and everything just makes everybody's day so much better. So.
Aw, buddy. Thank you, man. That's we appreciate you and your time.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Vanessa, hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to Fix My Life. What in your life needs fixing?
Is it wrong to find my mom's frequent sharing of political content disruptive to our family?
Wow.
Vanessa, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I love my mom, but in the last 6 months or so, she's starting to sending a whole family petitions and political content quite frequently. And not only do I not want to be involved in those conversations, I just don't think it's very healthy for family relations. She's also retired, so she doesn't have a lot to do with her time.
Oh, no.
And I'm wondering if I'm wrong for thinking sending such content is inappropriate, and if there's any suggestions for helping her stay busy with other activities. What is she sending?
Oh, God, I don't know. The most, I tend to kind of scan it. I kind of get a gauge. Is it political? Okay, I'm not going to read it. The most recent one, though, I do know had something to do with the UN, and I was just like, I can't. I'm not even, I don't.
So is this, like, is she sending, is it a mass email? Is it, like, yes. Group chats? Is it WhatsApp? Both. Oh, everywhere. Getting spammed.
Email
huh?
and group chat.
Yeah.
So do other family members say anything to you about this stuff?
Everyone seems to kind of stay quiet. I talked to my brother briefly, and he was like, I think a lot of the family might be sort of politically aligned, and I might be a little bit of an outsider, especially sure. I'm the youngest and the only girl, and I'm just like, I'm probably a bit of the outsider, but it feels uncomfortable, because even when in COVID, there was family problems with, the vaccines, and, that tore some people apart, so I'm just, waiting for the next bomb to be dropped.
Let me ask you this question. When she sends this stuff out, right, does she get action on it from the other family members?
I usually honestly leave the chat. The most recent one, not so much, but typically as soon as I see it, there will be some emails back that I kind of ignore. In the group chats, I don't think she gets as much.
So people are responding. So I think even one response is a win for your mom, right?
Yeah.
Has to be.
Probably.
I would say that to speak on behalf of the rest of the family, I don't think that that's going to get you anywhere. But mm-hmm. I think that you can say to your mom, listen, you do what you got to do. Because believe me, and especially in the last 3 weeks, I have people that I see on Facebook, and everybody's an expert at the UN and war crimes and everything else now. Suddenly everybody's an expert, right? But I think that you can tell your mother, listen, I do what you got to do. Just do it in a healthy way. Don't get dumb. Don't get dumb about things, but just don't send it to me. I don't want it. I don't find it interesting. I don't get the same joy in reading this stuff as you do. I don't get fired up the same way you do. And I know that this makes your day to get action on sending this to the family, but it kind of ruins my day.
Mm-hmm. My only concern is that she sometimes can go, she'll either be very reasonable and very understanding.
Yep.
Or she'll get upset that I don't want to be involved. And then the bigger problem is, okay, now she might even just lose it and not even care what I say. So, and that's rare. Usually she's a lot more reasonable than that. But if I maybe catch her at the right or the wrong moment, mm-hmm. then she'll probably disregard everything I say.
And sending you stuff?
Yeah, okay. Probably.
But then why? Then that's the conversation that you should have then.
Yeah. Okay.
Not about sending the content, but I think that the conversation that you need to have is that you don't feel that you can go with her and be honest with her because you're afraid that she's going to fly off the handle.
Okay, fair enough.
That's the conversation. It's not about it's not about the sending political stuff to the family. It's the fact that you receive it and you have to exit in silence because you're worried of what your mom's going to say if you ask her not to do it. So that's the that's the conversation to have.
Okay, there. That's okay. Thank you so much.
Right?
Does that help, Vanessa?
Yeah. And then she may just say, oh my God, no, of course, I don't care. Because then it's not about you're not attacking her political views, right?
Yeah.
You're worried what her response would be if you asked to not receive that stuff.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Hi, Vanessa, sorry you're going through this.
That's okay.
Damn group chats, huh? This friggin' group chats.
I've seen posts in the last little while where people that, I'm not friends with them, but I grew up with them.
Uh-huh.
And, and you're just sort of friends on Facebook, and oh my God, I was like, where did this come from?
Sure.
Okay, so it's not just her. That's good to know, too.
Oh, no.
Vanessa,
no, no,
I feel like you need to be invited to Shem's family group chat where every day, one of Shem's aunts will start the group chat with a daily prayer and a nice message for everybody, a nice blessing for everyone.
I mean, that's kind of nice, though. I'd be okay with that.
Right?
Yeah.
Start the day off positive. I like that.
Yeah. Damn, Vanessa. Yeah. Well, go talk to your mom, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5,
KISS925.com,
or download the KISS 92.5 app.